This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1366. Avoid these three IELTS listening traps.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
IELTS exam writers love to include tricks and traps throughout the listening test. Today, we share the three tricks you are guaranteed to face on every IELTS exam and strategies for making sure they don't trip you up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aubrey, do you think the IELTS listening test is a tricky fox?
It's a tricky fox. I love that metaphor. Yes, it's so the writers are intentionally creating these tricks and traps, all of these pitfalls in order to make it difficult for you to get the answers correct. You can't just listen to the audio and know you'll for sure get every answer right. There are strategies, there are tricks that you need to be watching for in order to score 7 or higher.
Yes. So we had a fantastic question from a YouTube subscriber. Guys, if you're not watching us on video right now, you can be. Go to YouTube and search IELTS Energy TV. So we had a great question from a subscriber on there. And this will introduce tip number one. So stay until the end, guys, because remember, we have three tricks and traps that IELTS puts on every listening test. So listen to all three, guys, so you will get more correct listening answers. All right, Aubrey, what did that student ask us on YouTube?
All right, here's the question. So I listened very carefully to the speaker on the listening audio, and I heard them say wire, but the answer was wires, plural. So I checked the audio script, and the speaker did indeed say wire. The sentence was, the program provided the necessary wire for making them. And the question format was, the program provided, and then the number question, blank, for the fences. So then, talking about the answer, what does the bracket in the key answer mean? Does this mean that wire or wires would be the correct answer? On the real exam, which would be correct? Oh, this is a very good question.
That's a fantastic question. It's confusing. Yeah. Sometimes there's more than one right answer, right? So if you're looking at the answer key, guys, and this is true for listening and reading, if you're looking at the answer key to score yourself, right, to see what you got correct and incorrect, you will see two possibilities here when there's more than one answer that's correct. So here, for example, it says wire, and then in parentheses, there's an S in parentheses. So that means, guys, that yes, wire and wires, both of those answers are correct. They're considered correct. Now, sometimes you will see slashes, like if the answer is two, for example, you might see like the number two slash and then T-W-O, because both of those would be considered correct answers, right? So whatever you see in the answer key is a correct answer, even if there are options.
Yeah. So this leads right into our first tip, which is, you've likely heard us say this before, but it's so important that on IELTS listening, you almost never have to change the grammar. You can always write exactly what you hear. It's so rare that you would have to change the verb to match a different subject. Just like here, wire and wires are both correct, and you're not expected to change the grammar.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, the last part of that student's question before we get to tip number two, just real quick, the subscriber asked if this happens on the real test. Yes, it does. There are sometimes more than one possible correct answer on listening and reading. It's exactly like you see in the Cambridge books, guys. So when you're looking at those answer keys, it's very similar on the real exam. But don't worry about all of those options, guys. Just follow this first golden rule. Write exactly what you hear. Don't change anything. Don't change the grammar. Just write what the speaker says. All right, let's get into tip number two. What is that, Aubrey?
Yes, this tip is all about distractors. These are things that exam writers are intentionally creating inside both the listening audio, what the speakers are saying, and the questions that are meant to distract you from getting the answer correct.
Exactly. So as you guys probably know, if you have been listening to IELTS Energy for a while, I write textbooks, a lot of textbooks, a lot of tests. I make all of that stuff. And these tips, guys, these tricks, I should say, I use all of them. And they're all going to be on your IELTS listening exam as well. So distractors, like Aubrey said, we as test writers, we hide correct answers after or in between things that also sound correct, that distract you from getting the right answer. So we're going to give you an example here, okay? Now, the listening test question would be, what was the title of the book Jess read? Okay, that's the question. Now, here is the audio that will give you the answer. Aubrey is my professor. All right, go ahead.
Jess, you're a fantastic student, but you haven't been keeping up with the reading list.
Honestly, I don't find those books interesting. I mean, To Kill a Mockingbird is ancient. I recently enjoyed this book, Fairy Tale, from Stephen King. It was extraordinary.
Well, if you like horror, you should read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's on the list.
Okay, that's such a good example because there's three different book titles there, right? That is a perfect example of distractor. So, Aubrey, what is the answer there? What book did I read?
Yes, right? Jess talks about To Kill a Mockingbird and Fairy Tale from Stephen King, and then the professor mentions Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. But when she says, I recently enjoyed Fairy Tale from Stephen King, that's a parallel expression for, I recently read this book and liked it. So the answer would be Fairy Tale by Stephen King.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Now, the last way that IELTS tricks you guys is by giving you an answer that seems possible, that fits with the question, and then immediately saying, no, that's not right, and giving you the real answer, right? So that's why, guys, you have to listen very carefully. Okay, here's an example of this trick. Now, the listening question is, how many hours of sleep are sufficient for optimal health? And the audio, the listening says what?
It says, it is widely believed that 8 hours of sleep is the minimum for optimal health when, in reality, 6 hours is adequate.
Ooh, that's tricky. That is such a good example. So first we hear 8 hours, right? A lot of students will just write that immediately and then go to the next question. You can't do that, guys. You have to listen carefully. So immediately after saying 8 hours, the speaker negates that and says, when in reality, 6 hours is adequate. So 6 hours is the answer.
Yes. And it's also about when you're looking for keywords, if you just see, oh, optimal health in the question, optimal health in the passage, it must be 8 hours. And if you're not thinking about what sufficient means, what adequate means, you have to realize these are all parallel expressions. So when we're looking, nice. Once yeah. we find keywords, that's when we read closely. Read the full sentence, maybe the sentence before and after closely to make sure you're not missing one of these tricks that IELTS throws at you.
Exactly, exactly. And all of these tricks and more, guys, there are more ways that IELTS tries to trick you and stop you from getting the right answer. All of these are in our online course now. You have lifetime access and personalized feedback on your final exam. Get scores, get advice on how to improve your speaking and writing. Check it out now, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. We'll see you in there. I love that course. I love the community. So hopefully we'll see you guys there soon. And I'll see you next time, Jess.
Awesome. Have a good weekend, Aubrey.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.